get the squeeze.
You need the squeeze to get the juice.
I don't think that's right.
You have to squeeze the fruit to
no,
get the
juice. No, you gotta get the juice to get the squeeze. Think about it.
Okay. I'm there. I'm listening. I see the squeeze.
I'm fucking with you. That doesn't mean anything.
But I was thinking, like, juice was, like, cool. Like, the cool.
The cool.
The cool. Yeah, I got the juice.
Yeah, that's still a thing.
So you gotta squeeze.
You gotta get the... Oh, actually, that is a cool thing to say. You're like, you gotta have any juice. You gotta have juice first. If you're worth the squeeze, you gotta be...
Exactly.
If you wanna be worth the squeeze.
You got the juice, then I want the squeeze.
I'm not squeezing.
See? Yeah, you were saying something.
I went
something.
There.
You really did say something. Oh my god! Hello, everyone.
Hi. Welcome.
Welcome to another episode
of season two of...
Season two of... Gagging Sis.
I'm so stumped already.
Drag trash.
Honestly.
Drag trash.
I'm Queen James.
And I'm Millie Monroe.
And listen, it's been a minute.
It's been so long.
It's been so long.
There's snow, 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 snow.
There's snow, snow on the snow.
There's snow, snow, snow.
Yeah.
And snow, 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 snow.
I see my snow, my snow. A sun, a sun.
Who's she? I like her.
Oh, Simple Life.
Oh,
you don't
wait,
that?
What
you
is
remember that?
The Simple Life?
Yeah, with the you know, Paris and Nikki.
Yeah, is that the theme song?
Right. No. Oh, I mean, but it should be.
I've never seen an episode of that. I've never seen
it. Girl. I mean, Millie. It is you.
Well.
But, and, you know the premise. But they're just being like little shits, basically, to all of these working people. And
they loved it.
Oh, they, I mean.
If they come into my job and start trying to do my job and they start messing up, I'm laughing.
Oh, but that's the whole thing, too, is they go and they just do shit, right? So, but when they're bored or they're like on a bus or something, they'll start singing.
On a bus.
Yeah.
Who is that? It's just
and
a song?
And they like join in, yeah. And they like try to get other people to do it. They're like, okay, so I'm going to go sa-na-sa, and you're going to go sa-na-sa. I have to show you the
clip. Is that like a Lionel Richie thing?
Maybe. Says,
listen, Nikki, come over here. I got a little song you need to teach Paris.
Remember this? She was like, I'm not much of a musician, but I do have one song.
Oh, man.
Yeah, get into it.
Sana-san. How have I never heard that before?
Hilarious.
That show's like,
I can't believe I've never sent you that clip because I,
well.
Wow. As much as we converse online, I should have sent that to you by now.
Not anymore. I'm off socials.
This is true. Millie's barely on the planet anymore.
Barely on the planet.
You don't see her in person. Did she, was she there?
Listen, I just knew that TikTok was going to be yanked out of all your grubby y'all's little hands.
Yeah, you saw that coming.
So I was like, I'm going to detox myself now.
You really did get ahead of that curve.
Yeah, because you know what? When I stopped cold turkey like that, I was sad.
Yeah.
And you all are going to be sad too.
Tell us how you worked through it.
I don't know.
You don't know yet.
Drugs.
Still drugs. Hard drugs.
Okay.
I think that that is actually something, even though it's a joke, to admit about this, is that it's going to be a little bit like withdrawal for people.
Yes.
And we all need to have conversations about addiction. And what is acceptable addiction and what is not acceptable addiction, according to culture. Sorry, I just have one.
If you're living in 2025, the year of the gray square, the 2025 is like the worst number ever.
Oh.
It is a big, fat, gray square.
There's a lot of things ominous about this year.
2025.
Politically, in color. Like, what is the Pantone color this year? It's
something like
mocha. No, it's this, like, very light
like a neutrally
brown.
Kind of color.
Oh. It's not pretty. It's like a washed out light. Yes. Yes, actually.
It's the year of the scooters.
It's the year of the scooters.
Can I tell you? They built a Dunkin' right next to this place.
Competing. Wait, here?
Yes.
I didn't think we had Dunkin's.
There's one other Dunkin'. It's far. Mm-hmm, it's far, though. Mm-hmm. No, there's one over by the Joanne. But
right, but it's not like a regular thing around here.
No. And so
they're trying to compete.
I was like,
Dunkin'? So scooters must be a real threat.
Well, okay, so
that's kind of fun.
I wanted a Scooties last night because we went to a little craft
this
night.
This candy cane thing is cute.
It's, oh, Candyland.
Oh, so they're doing a game.
Well, that was, that was Christmas.
How old is the scooters?
Well, I think they're just using it until they run out of it, right?
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Guess they expected to sell a lot more than they did.
No, and that's here. Good, though, because some people, it's like, well, holiday's over, and they'll, like,
Starbucks.
Get rid of that stuff.
Get rid of it. Although Starbucks kind of does that thing where they order too
little. Well, they know that the people are going to want it.
Because it's out 2 weeks before the holiday.
Right.
Anyways, yeah, they built a Dunkin', and I went there last night for the first night. For the first night. And I asked the woman, I said, do you have like a frozen drink?
Something
She's like,
sweet.
I remember
that. I remember it all very well.
It's like a culotta or something. And she's like, let me check. And so she like left for a little bit. And then she came back. She goes, it is a culotta. And I was like, okay, great. I want one of those. But
that's what they call it.
Do you know what their largest
It sounds like an alcoholic drink.
Well, I think you're supposed to put alcohol. Put some Kahlua in it because it's a slushy.
Right.
They don't blend any
ice.
This
is what's gross about Dunkin'. They've got... It's like that other place, that 7 Brew.
Oh, hate that Mormon
place,
too.
Where it's just a slushy machine of, homemade, powder coffee.
Yes. And they're just slushy machines.
Gross.
I just...
Make me a coffee.
I mean, you don't have to.
Make me a coffee.
But when I order it.
I want what I want.
Anyways, it was fine. I drank it.
Okay. More slushy consistency, though. Because you are getting
this
a
is...
chunk of liquid nitrogen flavored, or coffee flavored liquid nitrogen. Yes.
Oh! Did you hear that?
One time. I heard the bubble shift. It was coming down.
That was like my stomach on a Friday night.
Whoop.
Listen. When I went into Scooters, we were gone last week.
Okay.
Went on holiday.
Yeah.
When we came back, my favorite worker left Scooters. Did I tell you this?
No.
Did I tell all of you this?
I love that you pointed here. First of all, y'all need to know we've updated some things in the studio and we finally have a monitor of ourselves on here.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a minute to get past this. But anyway, we're trying to be here with you.
Yeah. We have some mirrors.
We have plenty of opportunities to look at ourselves and we're going to do it. Okay.
I think it's the owner's wife. I'm not sure, but I think it's the owner's wife who now works there.
Okay.
And
so you think they fired somebody to get nepotism in?
I think she left because she was mad that they weren't.
I love these
paying
stories.
The tips. I don't even work there, and I know that.
I know you're just honestly, you're there enough. You're like, it's just filling in the blanks, and I've got enough info on all of you.
Listen, I'm great at making up stories.
That's
my
so
therapist
good. That's
tells
so
me.
So good.
She's gone, and. The woman, she hands me my drink.
Yeah.
And I go, thank you so much. She goes, thank you for coming back. And I was like, what?
What does that mean?
And I was like, did they think I abandoned them for Dunkin' that last week?
Right. Are we in Good Burger? Is the competition that fierce where something opens across the street and they're like, thank you?
Maybe.
Maybe so.
Maybe.
And also, you are such a locked-in regular. Do they not know?
Well, it's because I was gone for a week.
Right.
If I
thank you for coming back. Wait, I'm sorry. I forgot the beginning of the story. You being gone does make that make sense, and it's hilarious.
Thank
actually.
You for coming back.
Because we
now where's my
we depend on you. You're like, here's how this actually goes. I'm a very regular customer at places, but not just for one reason.
Listen,
I'm expecting a little bit in return. And they do that.
Mm. Mm.
Our local Good Sense.
Yeah.
Oh. We only had it delivered this today.
Ooh. It was the first ghost of the season.
Oh. Was it Benjamin?
It was definitely
a founding father.
I was going to say a founding father. A founding fodder.
Founding fodder.
It was definitely some fodder.
In that wood. What? When we went in person a few weeks ago, they were like, come back tomorrow. If you live around Del Mar, whatever, we'll give you. And we're like, yeah, we live here.
Yeah.
And we didn't. But then a week or two later, and they're like, wait, we remember you.
See?
Comp their meals. And I was like, yeah.
But see.
That's also why I order the whole sandwich every time.
Every time, because you never know.
You never know.
You never know when you're going to get it free.
No. And you can always put that second one, that second half, back.
Oh.
Eat it tomorrow. And it's almost better that way.
Can I tell you? I love getting the, 16 inch?
Yep.
16 inch.
And that's a real 16 inches, by the way. Subway can count
it's
it.
Big.
It's big.
They have a measuring stick that they put the bread up to when they cut it.
I check it every time.
And it's
and
so
slicing
good.
Slicing that and meat, they're fresh.
They got that.
They're in their peak era right now.
I mean, they do use Boar's Head, which, have come under some.
Why? What happened with that?
Oh, that whole, outbreak, that sickness outbreak?
Was it an E. coli?
Yeah. I don't know if it was E. coli, but it was some strand of something. Boar's Head was up there.
If anything's going to get me, it's going to be lunch meat, though, because I'm not stopping.
I wish I could become a vegetarian. Meat just grosses me out.
I was talking about this with a colleague the other day because they were talking about like a green initiative in our office.
Oh, okay.
And you can pledge to eat one vegetarian meal a week. That's and that nice. Like counts towards your office's score. Okay. Because like that does reduce greenhouse emissions because...
Well, you're not slaughtering a cow.
Meat processing is like incredibly wasteful for the environment. Somehow.
Well, and for water.
That. Yes, yes. Oh, don't get me started on ChatGPT and water. Anyway... my colleague turned to me and he was like, I don't think I'm going to be able to do that.
You work with another man?
Yeah. I was a gay guy too.
I thought you worked with all women.
Not on my team.
Oh, okay.
On my team. Okay, no, there is another man on my team actually now.
You never talk about him.
Anyway, this wasn't him. He was like, I don't think I'm going to be able to do that. And I was like, honestly, I'm thinking about it noodles. Now, trying to replace. Yes. And that's where my mind immediately goes. But I'm like, it's sad that I don't have a quicker answer. For a full meal, I'm always a little bit like, where's the meat? Even though it's so simple.
Where's the meat?
Just to not have meat in it. Yeah.
It's not meatless. But last night,
I made that meat. I just have to say. I just have to say, I do remember.
Pledge?
I did make that meat joke to him and he was gay and he fucking caught it. Like, he giggled a little bit and yeah. I just turned back to the meeting and I was like, yeah.
Works for HR, ladies and gentlemen. I had one last night.
Yeah.
A frozen Stouffer's spaghetti with meat sauce. It's got meat in it.
Their frozen lasagnas are very good.
Can I tell you, I kind of was converted.
Yeah.
I was like, I could eat these, actually.
Yeah. I immediately think pasta, too. It is kind of the easiest. My sister's a vegetarian.
Oh.
I have a friend that is too.
I think I knew that.
I know some vegetarians.
I don't.
And, like, I think the biggest thing sometimes is they do have to think about, like, a protein component in the dish, like you would a meat.
But peanut butter.
There are, just.
Hey, I
Here's
eat
your
a vegetarian
salad.
Meal every lunch. I have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich every day for lunch.
There you go.
I don't have Canes anymore.
You've replaced it.
Where's my points?
You've.
What do I win?
You've lowered your carbon footprint, so you're helping save the planet.
Yeah, but I'm also putting it in a little baggie, so that probably
offsets.
Negates it.
Get
me a bento box. Do you know how hard it is to find a cheaper bento box that is sandwich size?
Yeah.
They're all like this is a sandwich. They're all just a little squished.
Yeah, I know.
What am I putting in there?
Nothing.
Carrots?
And you know, I did the thing where because I wanted to do this too, and so a year ago I bought a bunch of the glass ones with the nice
clip
on top.
Exactly.
Those are fine, and the sizes are fine, but they're so big and clunky.
They're heavy too.
They're heavy. And I like that because you can do a lot of stuff with them and keep
Hit
a lot
people.
Of different things, but... But, like, yeah, when I'm pulling them down from the junkie, you know, like, I have it from the infomercial, I'm pulling it down, and I'm like, this could actually kill me.
It's just like Derek with the toaster earlier.
Oh, poor Derek got a chest shot to a chest from the toaster.
Listen, we all get chest shots every now and again.
Every now and again from the toaster.
Did you see that crazy story about Elon Musk?
Which one?
He paid that some game company a lot of money in order to, like, pretend that he was really good at this game. Like, number two in the world.
No, that doesn't surprise me.
And then, though, the idiot started to stream himself playing this game
Badly.
Online. And he was making bad beginner mistakes.
Right.
And
it's
like, was
you
like,
can't pretend.
No. And some Twitch streamer.
I love that he thought you could, though.
Some Twitch streamer. Somebody, I don't know, I'm going to say his name is Ozymandias.
Great.
Because it's close.
Okay.
He DM'd him and was like, yo, dude.
You're showing your ass. Yeah.
And this Ozymandias is...
Probably trying to look out for him a little bit because he wants to cozy up.
Pro-conservative rhetoric.
Yep.
Elon Musk stripped him of his blue check mark, then outed him and posted all of the DMs on his Twitter.
Outed him as, like, a gay person?
No, outed him as, like, look at this idiot, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, so you're telling me the person who's second in command is, like, you're going to try to embarrass me? I'm going to publicly maim you?
Yeah.
On something that I created?
Yeah.
I'm going to strip you first.
The richest man in the world.
Yeah.
One of the most followed people as well. Punching well down. Yeah. Disgusting. And I mean...
Child.
Child.
Dodge.
But scary. child so with scary. The nuclear football, basically.
Well, it's I'm not on
children with the nuclear football.
I'm not on social media. The one social media I am on, just because I need something, is Blue Sky. But God, I cannot be on there for 5 minutes before I get so bored.
It but. Is a still, I like it, and people are finding a lot of refuge there.
Yes,
and
nice people.
It's still
nice people.
It is this glaring reminder of how long it actually took to build Twitter.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of old accounts, a lot of culture on Twitter that, like, that just the people and the things aren't there yet in Blue Sky. But it's happening. It's being built.
It's happening. Yeah. It's happening. So I was...
There aren't as many trolls there. That's for damn sure.
That is true.
Yeah.
And I feel like the people, for the most part, are looking to try to help one another.
Correct. Correct.
Excuse me. It's that garlic bread. I'm so sorry.
Ooh, yum.
What was I going to say? I was looking at Blue Sky. And so they were talking about how, you know, when Elon Musk talked about cars, I really didn't listen because it was all a little too smart for me.
Mm.
When he started talking about rockets, it was all a little too smart for me. You start talking about video games, that common man is going to come up to you and spit in your face.
I think the last few people, absolutely,
yeah.
that are, like, learning about Elon or that have any shred of respect for him mm-hmm. are going to figure it out soon. Oh, but it reminds me of this really amazing quote that I read earlier. It was basically, like, the challenge of, or the problem with AI
yes.
is not that, is that it is designed to bring skill to the wealthy while not bringing wealth to the skilled.
Well,
and I was like,
yeah.
that is exactly yeah. what's yes. going on. And these people are trying to use it to, like, do the things that they didn't get praise for when they're... Exactly. Because they have money and they don't have any friends. And well, they're like, well, now how do I get friends?
Because also, if you think about it, I don't know about you.
Yeah.
I am very afraid of AI taking over, you know, publishing and art world
yes.
and different things where, yeah. like...
Because it's starting there.
Right.
Unfortunately.
But I don't think the masses are going to pay for it. And I think that's where the backfire is going to happen.
They're
going to
produce all this stuff and they're like, well, I could have made it myself in an afternoon. So
exactly.
why? That's
exactly.
actually, yeah, maybe
and so,
right.
okay, so, sure, the layman is going to, you know, produce their own thing, whatever.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
no one's going to be buying it.
Yeah, maybe so.
I mean, people are going to be creating it for themselves.
Right.
But you're not going to become rich selling AI-generated
No,
art.
It's going to be the NFT thing all over
right.
again. Yeah.
And we saw how that fell through.
Absolutely.
Where's your Bitcoin?
Exactly.
You know, I think my cousins, they do a lot of Bitcoin stuff. I think it's all fakery.
There's a whole plot point about that in the second season of Squid Game, which is very good,
Have
by
you
the
watched
way.
That yet?
Oh, yeah, bitch.
Is it good?
Oh, yeah. Oh, have you watched any of it? Have you watched the
Not
first
the
season?
I've seen the first season.
Okay, yeah. Oh, second season's lit.
Okay.
Love it, did.
Weren't sure.
Yeah, good. Oh, here's the thing that you do need to know about, though.
Okay, yeah.
It's only 7 episodes because they're releasing the rest of it, or third season, I don't know what it's going to be, later this year.
Well, they always do that because they need the money again.
So it doesn't have, like, a finale or the plot. It's cliffhanger right now.
Oh, that's
so
okay.
I'm fine with that. Because the episodes before, very, very good.
Okay.
And I remember...
Same people? Different people?
Different people.
Okay.
Because they died, right?
I meant, like, the main guy didn't die, though.
No, he's still here.
Yeah.
The investigator guy, the one that has the brother inside.
Did all the rich people with masks die? Or did some of them live?
I haven't seen them yet. I don't know. I don't think
in
they
the
died.
First season?
They didn't die.
Okay. Spoilers.
Yes, spoilers. But no,
but
season
if you
two.
Haven't seen it yet, so
oh my God, very, very good. And I remembered what was so good about the show is they make you fall in love with these characters.
Kill them.
Yes, but like, oh my God, in these really deep and powerful ways. Like, it's good writing. It's good acting.
Because they're all what? Poor, sad people, like the people watching it?
It is a lot of that. And so it's this very, like, experiment. Oh, and then at the same time, I'm also watching Beast Games, which is, like, real-life Squid Game.
Oh.
So Mr. Beast.
I don't know who that is.
One of the biggest YouTubers in the world, multi-millionaire, maybe billionaire.
Wow.
Has all of these videos.
Mr. Beast?
Yeah.
I don't have my phone or else I'd look.
Has all of these videos online where he, like, has people compete or will give away money in all these elaborate ways or, like, oh. tries to put off all these very generous, you
What's
know.
What's beastly about him?
Nothing. His name is Jimmy. Mm. And he's, like, tall and gangly like me.
Okay.
Yeah, not intimidating.
Okay.
but he now has a full-on show on Amazon that I think started online, but then, like, only the top 1,000 people made it to the Amazon show.
Okay, yes, no.
And it's a
I think
full, like, they
he
have,
He was doing
like,
the real Squid Games.
Correct.
Yeah, okay,
And
yeah,
they
yeah,
have,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
the masks and everything.
Yes.
But this is not, like, the IRL Squid Game competition show, which they also had on Netflix. Mm-hmm. This is not that. Mm-hmm. This is actually...
Then I don't know.
But, like, you've got people doing these mind game shit. But, like, IRL, for real money. I did just watch people... Somebody won the deed to a fucking island, a $1.8 million island.
How are you going to pay the taxes on that?
I don't know how any of that works. I don't know how any of that works. But it's wild, and they're doing it.
I love that we've decided that it is okay to brand yourself as the villain again on reality television, because
if games it gets you a...
like The Traitors and stuff, where it's like your brand is this, there's no pretense about it.
No.
I mean, I'm ugly and I'm here to tear your face off.
Yeah.
So like, you know, if you're going to build your brand off of that and then win money, go for it.
I guess. I mean, there are some people on this, on the Beast Games.
Yeah.
That it's like that, and you're like, okay, cute, whatever. And then there's like these two guys in this one challenge, which if you watch the show, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
They are, the challenge is that everybody is grouped into threes. And this is back when there's still like hundreds of them.
Okay.
And so they have these massive sets, like these warehouses and these giant like lots and all of that. And so three people, you all go into these like little boxed rooms with a phone and a handcuff on the wall. And they say you have 5 hours to decide of the three of you which one you're sending home. And then you handcuff them to the wall.
Do you pick your teams?
No.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Or I can't remember how the teams were assigned. But there's there's usually something there with that.
Okay, okay.
So
because it would be like a gag if they said, okay, get in the teams of three and then you pick your friends.
Well, I mean, I guess it must have been because these two guys who are, I think, brothers or entered the game together.
Okay, okay.
Were in a room with a woman they didn't know. And there are people there that are like couples, like they're trying to increase their odds, right?
Right, right.
And so they are being so shitty to this woman, trying to pressure her to leave and all of this stuff. And of course, some rooms are a little lighter, but most people are like sharing their life stories and like why they need this money and all of this stuff. And so they basically just like psychologically manipulate this woman into handcuffing herself. And it's so dastardly. And by the end, they are like laughing and as they're leaving and she's like in this booth crying. It was gross.
What?
So like, yeah, people do not care.
There, on this season of Survivor, there was a man, I think his name might have been Andy, but I'm not completely sure.
Mm.
I don't know names.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, gorgeous black hair, brownish black hair.
Yeah, he's got hair.
He was scary. He was such a manipulator and such like almost a sociopath in like his talking head moments where it made me stand back and go, who in my life is like this and I don't
so
know?
So I can steer, yeah.
Because it's scary when you see those master manipulators like in action.
Right.
Because I don't think people are trying to hide it anymore. I think they see I can become president if I show my true colors.
Well, and it's like you said too, who do I know like that? Because like, you could have an acquaintance with somebody.
Yes.
And it's like, they kind of remind me of them, but I've never really heard them talk in depth. And it's like, if you can imagine them like that, then it's suddenly, I mean, it's projection.
Sure.
But it's also just like,
but there are people out there like that.
Very subtle, where they're just like totally friendly and they're like, yeah, I'd fucking slit your throat for $1 million.
Well, it's like, listen, it's just going to get a little worse. There's going to be some bloodshed.
I think. I mean, as we were. We got to give a quick shout out to. We didn't buy these, but we did borrow the design and stone them ourselves. This is a fashion brand company.
Penelope, if you're out there, I know you're out there. I believe that her house just got destroyed in the Eaton Fire in Los Angeles.
Hope you're okay.
She did have a link set up to donate if you feel so inclined. There are a lot of other people, a lot of great causes out there.
Yes.
If you feel so inclined to donate, if you care.
Please do.
But, devastating. Last week, I think it was last Tuesday, we have a very dear friend, but I have a very dear friend who lives up in the Hollywood Hills, and when that fire was up.
Is your aunt's friend? What's his face?
Kent, yes. Yeah. When last Tuesday, when it was at the, when they were freaking out about the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
He lives kind of close over there, and they were freaking.
Did they have to get out?
They were ordered to evacuate.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's like, he has all this precious art and stuff. It's just crazy.
It is sad because I think it's the affluence thing, right, is what I was getting at. It's
yes.
Sometimes hard to sympathize with multi-millionaires and celebrities when they lose, like, their second home or something like that. But it is not they're like such a small percentage of the people affected.
To also put that in perspective, though, I think most people's perception of rich people is that they have, you know, endless amounts of cash. Mm. But when in reality is their cash is tied assets. Up in goods yeah. and assets and different things, which probably went up in smoke.
Yeah. And let's be honest, insurance companies are not always great. Oh, especially, like, I think they had to be, like, the governor had to sign something into place saying, like, insurance companies, you have
yes.
to, like,
yes.
for a year.
That's
basically,
because
like,
last year they started denying a bunch of people insurance.
Right.
Because I think of fear of fire. It's just like the hurricanes. And I'm just like, listen, America, you're a big country.
Yeah.
There are many natural disasters. It's just going to happen.
Well, it's also just like...
There's tornadoes here.
The buck always is going to stop for the lowest earner. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
yeah.
we have all of this money and these resources
right.
to either, like, do something about climate change or help people when they're affected by climate change. And yet, it still always comes down to the individual. And it's like... We're so powerless in that situation, both to affect climate change. I mean, we can do our little part, but let's be honest, it's these giant companies that are really doing it.
I have such issues with this, like, when people are always like, I don't know, turn off your lights during this, or do this, or do this, when I'm like, it's not me, it's not you yeah. who are causing these massive changes.
No.
We can be buying into the companies that are causing these massive, you know, disruptions.
That's going to be the hardest thing for, I think, us,
yes.
all of us to learn. It's like, if we want the power, it's yeah. we're going to have to put the money there.
Yeah, and which is doable. And I do think that that hump, we are over that hump, because I think a lot of those people are dying that are, you know, benefiting.
Yeah.
I just think if we can make it another 12 months, I don't know.
I mean, we'll see. It's tough. We've definitely, it's us against the billionaires. And I think it's just becoming clearer and clearer, which is a good thing and a scary thing because they also still wield a lot of power.
Well, that's why they're getting rid of TikTok.
Yeah.
Too much information.
Too much unity there.
Well, too much unity, too much information being spread. It's like Facebook,
yeah,
right?
And people actually like grasping onto it, yeah.
Because
yeah.
they can see it.
Mm-hmm.
I think because like in Facebook, you get mostly words and images and it's mostly... crap
right.
on there, right?
Where it doesn't appeal as widely. I think TikTok has that special sauce, and it really does get people together.
It really does.
Wow.
I wish I was still on it.
I know. Talk about something that I've basically quit. I haven't really been on there in months.
What's trending?
What's going on?
I don't know anything.
What are all the trends? I'm still on Instagram pretty heavy, but...
Yeah? What's going on there?
Not as much. I don't know, same old.
I did
old.
A dump on there on December.
That was everybody's thing this year. Now that they've got where you can put multiple pictures on every post or 20 per post, it's all about dumping.
I don't mind. I don't know. I'm of two minds of this. Mm-hmm, like feeding the beast and cutting the head off of the beast.
Well, it's kind of like what you were... I don't think that feeding it is going anywhere.
I just mean like... There's a part of me that I want to keep up with all these people on Instagram.
Yes.
And I want to keep adding to it and showing people what I'm doing.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes.
But I'm also just kind of like, I don't want them to know. Not my friends.
Mm.
I don't want
Those
Meta to know
yeah.
everything that's going on in my life.
Yeah.
They already know too much with your cell phone.
Yeah.
It's like, true. I don't want to be just a piece of data.
Yeah, I kind of... Yeah, I agree. Like, I want more of the assurances that we used to have that this is just for picture sharing and this is for fun.
Yeah.
And, like, it is so not that anymore.
Never. Nope.
We've just undid how much they're selling us, how much they're listening to us.
Yeah.
Always. I mean, Siri just got outed for this, by the way, in case you hadn't heard. We knew it was happening. We joked all the time, like, oh, I mentioned this thing the other day and now I got an ad for it. It's like, that's actually happening.
This is what I'm saying.
Actually listening, and they're actually selling you things based
police
on what you
state.
Said. Yeah.
We
yeah.
live in a police state, and I really just think, I don't know, when bananas cost $1 in China and they cost $6 here, there's a problem.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's one of our many. I do think, though, in shutting down the apps and restricting online content,
it's dividing
speed
the masses.
Stuff up. It's going to speed it up.
Riots in the streets.
Withdrawal. Just like we were talking about earlier. And we're going to be like, where's my fucking hit?
You know what happens?
That I get every, you know, 2 hours when I log in on here. And that energy's got to go somewhere.
Do you know what happens when I don't get one of these in the morning?
Right.
I'm like, you want me to do what?
Go ahead. Make it worse out there for us.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Make it worse.
Fuck around.
Make it worse.
I think that speaking of, and we can tie up this conversation too, based on our shirts, is like Elizabeth Warren has something very eloquent to say about that.
I like her.
And I'm paraphrasing.
Okay.
But it was basically like, I don't condone murder.
Yeah.
As we're all saying.
Sure.
She was like, and you push people to a certain point, and this is what happens.
Marie Antoinette got her head cut off.
Don't pretend like it's out of nowhere, or if it's like, don't demonize the people that are like, he got what he got, la, la, la. Like, you push people, shit happens.
I just don't know. I mean, they've all read history books, right? They know what happens.
And like, we haven't been joking about a revolution for years now.
Listen.
Like, in a more and more serious tone as the years go on, right?
Right, because I don't know. I just think the problem is I feel like the regime is already too close to home and we haven't done anything to really stop it.
The regime.
Yeah, the Trump regime.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
And I feel...
this is yes. Everyone still feels like they haven't... It hasn't come to them yet.
And I'm like, it is... We are living in it.
Yeah.
Come Monday...
Yeah.
It's when start Facebook very flips clear. That switch... It's going to start getting hairy. Oh,
listen, if Facebook under its previous monitoring policies or like Twitter under its current monitoring policies is any indicator, it's already such a shit show.
Yeah.
There's already so much heinous shit happening to queer people that like remove those for uncensoring or whatever. Like it's going to get so disgusting.
Yeah.
And it's just... I say to queer people specifically because, like, they pretend that the messaging is that they're opening up free speech for everybody to, I don't know, equal opportunity hate or whatever. But we're going to remember the world that we lived in and that we have lived in.
Yeah.
Which is always been hateful towards queer people and not tolerant or not accepting. I think that conservative people got it in their heads over the last 8 or so many years that the outside world has flipped and everybody's all of these like queer loving libs or whatever.
Yes.
And that if you flip that switch online, it's just going to be okay.
Be like, okay.
No, we were under that illusion as well. I think that like all these younger generations are not going to have to think about coming out and worrying about the bullying and la, la, la.
Right.
No, I don't think any of that has changed.
I really don't think it has.
But that's also where our expertise comes in.
Maybe. Yes.
We were born in the game of hate.
That's
so, like,
true.
We know what to do in these situations.
Listen, if you're just crossing the street and somebody calls you a fag or a fat fag, listen, it's rough that you gotta live that next 6 hours. So, you know, the world is hard.
It is. It is.
And those people are in power right now.
It is, yeah.
And it's unfortunate, but I think we're going to do something about it.
I think so. No plans.
I mean, listen... Girly girl.
I was... Oh, God, what was I about to say? Shit.
I don't know. David Lynch died this week, yesterday.
Oh, no.
You know, how many artists can say that their name has become an adjective?
Yeah.
Like Like, I just think, what a wonderful legacy to have
left
behind.
He had a really cool legacy. Yeah, I think you're right.
I think...
No one... Like, ultimate mystery...
Yeah.
Which is such a slay.
Because you'll never know.
And he was just like, the way he created, the things that he created, all of that is so beloved. It's like, yeah. Wow,
it's
what a life.
It's just play.
Totally.
I think because he never saw Hollywood as like, well, that Hollywood is just the sucker, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think he always just said, I'm doing my own thing.
Absolutely.
Even if that means funding it myself, making it myself. Getting out there with a giant picture of Laura Dern being like, consider her. Like, I mean, he was the real deal.
He was.
You know, he stayed housebound for most of his life these last few years because of COVID and everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know. Sad.
Wow.
78.
Well, nice young life, yeah. Very successful life. And I mean, Twin Peaks, give it up. Put that into the culture. He only had to do one thing, and he gave us a lot of other great things.
Thanks. I mean, Mulholland Drive. I do think we need to make a parody of Mulholland Drive.
Oh, yeah, duh. Duh. The movie theater scene. I've only seen it once. I need to rewatch it. Because I remember it was like, we were still in college.
It's a lot.
And I was like, I need to watch important films. And that was listed. And I was like, what the fuck? fuck is happening right now? Because I think I'd have better ideas at this point.
Maybe.
And more insight.
I think it's all up for interpretation.
Yeah.
Like life.
Yeah. Because I'm not here to try to be like, what does it mean? But I was so befuddled. Ooh, fun word. that I think I would have kind of like interesting ideas now. I'd be interested to see.
Do you know Inland Empire? His movie Inland Empire?
No, I've heard of it. Wasn't it like filmed on a phone? And isn't it just Laura Dern like literally like this close to the camera the whole time?
It's so good.
Yeah.
I own it. We should watch it.
Oh, we should watch
Scott it. Would never.
No. we still haven't watched Alien Romulus together either.
I do want to watch that
We got to put everything to the side. Do you know what we need to force Scott to watch?
Because
we have to watch it together.
What?
It's The Substance.
Oh.
Still haven't seen it.
I know. Dennis Quaid is in this movie.
We just got to jump in. We just got to do it. Because I think we're going to fucking live.
Yeah.
We just got to do it.
In it.
Yeah.
That was The Substance coming out of me. anyway.
Wow.
Yeah. I cannot believe it.
2025. Here we are. Dark times.
You know.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
What?
We were brought up in a hateful game.
Oh, hate. Here we are again.
But we also had a lot of good years of tasting those freedoms and tasting what it's like to be in a very queer, heavy culture.
That's true. That's
we've
true.
We've got Drag Race. And we've got all these things now that it's like, try to take that away or backstep it now for people. There's too many of us.
Can I say, though, right now, queerness is sort of understated in culture in many different ways.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like it used to be when queerness appeared on screen, it was sort of in your face, exaggerated, loud, interesting.
Yes, yes.
And I feel like Drag Race still does that, right?
Yeah.
But we need to start putting interesting queer people back on television.
I agree.
Back on the screen. Because, I don't know, I'm just sort of bored with these kind of
I think that was
people.
Purposeful, though.
Sure.
I think there was a moment, but it's very heteronormative still.
Yeah,
I agree with this.
Sure.
Where it's like, we want to be accepting, and so gay people are just like us. Queer people are just like us.
Right.
But that also means, if you're just like us, then you're kind of conforming, and it's kind of being, like, you know what I'm saying?
Sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Literally, like, just like us. Like, you're saying, like, oh, cool, like, they've got kids, and they've got spouses, and they've got, like, oh, they're probably grumpy about their partner, la, la, la.
Yeah.
Like, they start putting them into the sitcom mold in their
That's
heads.
That's what it is.
And I think the culture wanted to reflect that to make people, make queer people more palatable.
Yeah.
Where, and I kind of bought into that for a time, because I believe in that kind of acceptance, and there's all kinds of queer people.
Yeah.
But I do believe that, I love that history of like truly being queer. Like you are alternate to the culture. You are alternate to what is normal.
Right.
You are doing something or expressing yourself in a way that is a little bit, if not at least like visually different, I like an antagonism.
Yeah, it's like challenge. It's a challenge,
correct.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
You're challenging the social norm of everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever that may be. Whatever imposition they put on us.
What do you want to challenge this year?
Oh my God, I'm going to challenge my brain.
Ooh.
No.
No, who are you?
Oh, who?
Like outwardly, like how do you want to challenge the culture?
Oh.
How are you going to crash the system?
Maybe a boy. I don't know. How am I going to crash the system? I got off social media. That
was
like crashing. I got off.
Yeah. That's a point. That's it. That, yeah.
That's crashing the system.
That is. That's true.
Because if we all got off of there.
What are they going to do?
I don't know. Guess we have to find different hobbies.
Not getting off YouTube anytime soon. You shouldn't either.
I think YouTube is about to have a golden renaissance.
I hope so.
I really do.
Yeah. It's still, I mean, again, I'm sure there are problems out there. It's still, like, we have our own channel.
Yeah.
We get to control our own content.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It's literally you can surf the channels of YouTube.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. But if you think about it.
Endless cable.
That's what the internet is.
Yeah.
Endless cable.
Yeah. And.
Why are we
like
bored?
Literally endless cable.
But it's Ethernet.
But cables.
That is right. They are faking you because there are cables underneath the sea connecting everything.
Correct.
So it is a fakery because everything actually is plugged in.
Correct. It's got to land somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Mm. How am I going to challenge the system this year? I'll probably start wearing more pads.
Oh.
Now that I have them.
Yeah.
So.
Is that challenging the system?
It is. Yeah. Because the system says I should be square.
Well, it is 2025.
Yeah. I hear that.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's just a cement block.
Yeah, totally.
I hate it.
Totally.
It's the most boring numbers ever. Oh, yeah.
At least you're not turning 35 this year like I am.
No, but I am turning 34. Mm. Speaking of which.
Kind of a nothing age. I mean, it has been for me.
What? Listen. They're aging. Calling.
Thomas Jefferson.
Listen. They're calling, what's her name, old on Drag Race. Lexi Love, what's her name?
The 33-year-old? Yeah. Yeah, Lexi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Auntie Grandma. What are they calling her?
Yeah, Auntie Grandma.
Auntie Grandma.
Which I think is really funny, actually.
And I'm just like, here we are.
Wow.
Well, I can't roller skate like that.
They need to go to UK where they had some like 50-year-old and 40-year-old bitches this season. And one of them was top three. Hello. Top two.
I think Lexi's getting it. I'm saying.
Fucking hope so. She would have to do something pretty stellar to sink her boat in my ocean. What?
Just like those cable lines.
Because, I'm obsessed with her right now.
Yeah.
Her talking head moments, her performance. Her aesthetic. My God, that roller skating outfit, all of that like acrylic. What is that?
Oh
like
my
that?
God.
I don't even know.
I don't know. It was clear, like PVC or something.
Beautiful.
Plastic.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was nice.
She's funny. She also gets.
Well, the talking head moment, she just laid back like this and she's just like, what do you got?
Attitude. Love it.
Also, our age grew up on reality television. Reality television.
Robert Harper.
We share an afternoon. What's that song? Snoopy doopy doo doo.
The Doechii song?
Mm-mm. Paris' song.
Fun of
song.
Yeah, I'm going to play you that.
No, but that Doechii song.
Oh!
Wait, let me get into it. I feel the rush. Okay.
It is very that, too. Yeah, that's true.
Na 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 na. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Banger.
It is good. I just like that ping pong sound.
Ding dong.
No, that's like.
You gonna try?
Well, I was trying to think of what it was in the song, and it's like. It's that bassy sound. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But you know what I mean?
Oh.
It's like the. Sing it. Do you know it?
No, not enough yet. Do you know what's funny is the first noises that come to my mind are that like da 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 da.
Oh, from Lady Gaga.
But yeah, that's like a different song.
Yeah, yeah, that German song. Na 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 na.
No, but now I hear that too. I don't even know what this other song was then.
Oh,
God, I love that. When she, y'all, for Art Pop, she did. I never watched videos from the ball. I don't know if the concert was any good.
Know.
But her little pop-up performances here and there, like she did, I think it was for iTunes, a concert in London for that album.
Yeah.
Is lit.
Is that the one where she did in like that factory sort of thing?
It kind of looks
the warehouse
like. Yeah. And she opens with that song.
Ugh.
But she's in this like cage, right? That is like, you know, flat. So her body's in it like this. And she's got like. A muzzle on too inside the cage.
I have not seen this.
And she's got the microphone and like the cage will like tilt down so it's like over the audience like this in this cage singing that song. It's
wild. Love that.
It's wild.
Ugh.
Oh, Frozen.
I know. And she needs to melt a little bit.
You like a concert movie?
Do I like a concert movie?
Yeah.
Like that stupid monkey movie that's coming out?
No. Like an actual like filmed concert.
I've seen the Glee concert movie.
How did you like it?
Halo. That's the only thing I remember. I don't know if I've seen any other concert movies.
I mean, you've seen the Born This Way ball.
Oh, yeah. I guess I have seen that.
Yeah. Have you seen the Chromatica ball yet?
No, I don't think so.
It's on HBO.
Right. What was I doing, though? I was boycotting it for some reason.
Mm.
She did something that I didn't like.
She did a bunch of dates with COVID.
That's what it was. And I said, you know what? You don't get my view.
Wow.
Don't get my
view. It's a really good concert movie.
Listen.
No, that's fair. Fine. That's fair. That's fair.
I'll watch it at some point.
It's fun. I don't know why we were talking about her concerts, but it does bring, I like watching them because it's kind of like a little bit like being there. Oh, like there's sort of an excitement of like, feels a little bit live. Yeah, it's different than watching a TV show or movie. Like, it's fun.
You know, Katy Perry has a concert on DVD.
Does she?
Did you know Doechii, when she was on RuPaul last week, her song like made billions of streams, right?
Oh, good, yeah.
But when Katy Perry was on the week before, no one talked about her song. Really flopped on the TikTok.
Really? But, I mean, it's a song that's been out for a while now.
A long time.
And a song that everybody criticized pretty much instantly.
And yet they didn't just, like, you know, reshoot it with somebody different.
No.
Cut her out of the episode like they did Sherry Pie.
No. Left it all in. Yeah, I mean, is she... I don't know if she filmed Drag Race before or after she released the album. It could be a...
Probably about the same time.
Yeah. I want to say after, because I think that she's out here trying to redeem herself. Because I think she knows this isn't it. Maybe she doesn't. I think she's standing behind it. But, like, it's just not very good. It's not a very good album.
But isn't she with that producer who, like, screwed Kesha over?
I think so.
So I'm just like, what are we doing here, ladies and gentlemen?
And people called her out for that, too, and I don't know.
Oh my God.
I like some Katy Perry stuff. I like a little earlier stuff. Like, Teenage Dreams as an album is actually very good.
I think what makes that song so special, though, is her Christian background.
How so?
Because I just think the idea that she was, like, this Christian singer and Christian family, and now she's singing this song about, like, teenage dream love and
yeah, like, kind of the fantasy she didn't have.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we can relate to that because, you know...
Yeah, everybody sort of wants that, and it's maybe best written about by the people who, like, almost didn't get it.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
So. I don't know. Sure.
It's a good song.
I like that song.
That whole album has, like, 5 or 6 platinums on it or something crazy like that. Like, it's wild.
You know what song, though, I hate? But it's still kind of fun.
What?
Peacock.
Oh, I like that song, too. Wanna see your peacock. Cat, cat. Or she does the campy stuff pretty good sometimes.
Or like
Swish Swish Bish.
Oh, the ping pong's in that song too,
yes.
though. It's a boom, 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 boom.
Okay,
boom,
now I know what you're talking
boom,
about now.
Boom, boom, boom. That's a ping pong sound.
It's a ping pong noise.
Yeah.
You need to get one of those ping pong keyboards.
Yeah, is it just a keyboard?
Probably, yeah. Casio. We need to get you a little Casio.
Oh, man. Can you imagine?
That'd be fun.
I would use it for a day and then never use it again.
Every so often, you feel the spirit. Like, oh! How did that... How did that come off?
It was Thomas Jefferson.
Timmy.
Oh.
Yeah, like you do with your bongos. When you're feeling it.
Yeah.
You get out and you know.
I got that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that would be good.
Get a whole band. I mean, you have a keyboard already. I'm sure it has that noise.
We should ask Scott tonight.
We should ask Scott. We got a lot of questions for Scott later. Like, who won Australian Drag Race?
Even though
we watched it literally like a week ago.
If you were watching Australia's Drag Race last year, please.
Who won?
We can't remember.
We're pretty sure it's Lazy Susan, but we don't remember.
Tonight, when we watch who wins Drag Race Canada, and next week when we talk about it and we can't remember who wins,
remind us
because
we're gonna forget.
My money is on who you think's gonna win.
Do you know I really want Minnie to
Minnie's
win.
Gonna win.
Minnie
watch her lose. I just think, what a gag.
It would be so gaggy, and she has been very surprising in a good way.
She came out totally was like, oh, what the love her.
Love her. Funny.
She's like Spanky Jackson. You just can't help but like her.
Yeah, absolutely. And she's a good drag queen.
Yeah.
She's doing the skills.
She won both
sewing challenges. Won them. If it's not her, I would love for Perla to win. Love Perla.
Went home.
No.
Oh, we didn't finish that episode.
That's so sad.
I think she goes home. I think she went home last week. Sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm normally not bummed, but that sucks. Because I really liked her.
Started 403. Now she's 406. Perla is the name. Come catch my kicks. Something like that.
That's sad. God.
I'm sorry.
Well.
Ballbuster.
Who else is left?
Michaela. Virgo. Look, I got all the names.
You do. It was a good season.
Poison. What's her name?
Oh.
Anita Poison? No. Antidote?
I know who you're talking about.
What is
but
her name?
But I can't think of her name.
Minnie Wang?
Mm-hmm.
Is that it? Just four?
I think it's a four.
Yeah, because Perla went home.
Yeah, I would really like for it to be Minnie then.
I think Minnie.
Because Virgo and Michaela are kind of very clear.
Yeah.
Like, it would be an obvious win.
I thought Virgo was going to win from the very beginning.
Same.
But then she kind of... I don't know.
Well, produced or not, and she was all put together her own thing.
Yeah.
Don't mess with me. Like, I don't really like...
You have to make
Kiki.
Friends.
Yeah.
Yes.
Up until this, like, last two episodes. And she was like, don't talk about me like I'm not here. Out of nowhere.
She really did. She's like, I'm coming in my era or whatever.
Something. So I don't know. It was a little twist where I was like, I think you're trying to be vulnerable here, but it's a little too late. Like, I wish you had been warmer sooner.
I know.
Because it's not going to help you.
Sometimes that's kind of how I am, though, around new people where
it takes
I don't
a while.
Open up.
It takes a while.
So, you know, you're filming for 2 weeks and you got to open up.
Right. Well, maybe it's not that it's too late. It's that I just never expected it from her. So for her to suddenly pull it out, it doesn't ring as true.
That makes sense. I see.
Yeah. And then Michaela, I love her. I love her energy. But when she goes off, she goes off.
I love her verse, though, in that song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I definitely, without a doubt, will, like, follow her, want to see what she's doing next.
Yeah.
She should absolutely, if she doesn't win, she should come back for a Versus. Like, yeah.
Or
like,
Versus.
She's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like her.
I can't picture the fourth one. Who is that?
Who is what?
The poison one? Who's the fourth one?
Anaphylactic.
I love that you only know them by their verses, too. That's amazing.
Wait, let me think of this. Slimy Green, Elder Emo, Queen of Scene. What's her name?
Elder Emo, yes.
What's her name?
I don't know, but I see her now.
Something Poison.
She's
or no, but I do really like her.
Yeah, she's a good top four. Except it should have been Perla.
It should have been Supernova. Supernova! But your game's already over! She went home first.
I was going to say, I
she
don't
was the one
her.
That was from, like, Newfoundland or something.
I was like, I wish it had been Two Spirit Diva
shining on the stage, twirling for decades to join this race. It's a good verse.
Very good verse. It's not even that it is, like... It's not good like it's good in a song. It's not even good for a drag queen. It's great for Drag Race. It's got that Roxy thing to it where you're like, it's a little out there.
Fantasy.
But I'm going to remember it.
It's fantasy.
Yeah.
She's
feeling it.
You remember her name?
No.
Me neither. And that's our show, folks. Good night. Have a lovely evening.
Two of the most selfish drag queens on the planet. Yeah, that's good.